passage we just heard from the lectionary, Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 through 9, is a prophetic word following Israel's exile. Isaiah helps Israel realize that they are a broken people living in a broken world. But he also calls the people of God to remember God's compassion. He not only reminds them that God can help them, but that God demonstrates he wants to help them.
今日の聖書箇所のイザヤ書64章1節から9節は、イスラエルの民が荒野の中を旅した後の予言の言葉です。イザヤはイスラエルの民に彼らが罪ある世界に生きる罪ある者たちであることを気づかせました。ただそれだけでなく、何よりも神様の憐れみを思い出すようにと呼びかけられました。そしてイザヤは、神様は罪ある人々を助けることができる、その力があるということだけでなく、そうしたい、神様はそうしたいと、助けたいと切に願っておられるということを彼らに思い起こさせました。
Isaiah asks God to reveal himself to his people again, to show them who he is, and to save them because of who he is. He uses the image of God as the master potter, and God's people and God's creation as the clay, which he can form for his beautiful purposes and his mission to redeem all that he has created.
イザヤは神様にもう一度民の前に現れてくださるようにと願いました。人々が神様が一体どういうお方であるのかを思い出し、彼らが救われるためです。イザヤは神様を陶芸職人に例え、そして神様の子供たちや神様が作られたものを陶芸を作るために使われる粘土として例えられました。陶芸職人である神様はその粘土を全ての被造物を贖い出すという神様の素晴らしい目的と使命のために形づけられます。
In the same way, we begin the season of Advent looking for God to reveal himself, his heart, his will, his compassion, and through his Son and our Savior, Jesus. He does it in Jesus' birth, and he will do it again when Jesus comes again.
同じように、私たちもこのアドベントの季節を、神様とは一体どういうお方なのか、神様の心、神様の意志、神様の憐れみとはどういうもので、それらはイエス様を通してどのように表されているのかを尋ね求めるところからスタートします。神様はイエス様の誕生を通してそれを示され、そしてイエス様がもう一度この地に戻ってくるときに同じように示されます。
Advent is a season of active preparation and waiting. We ask God in prayer to mold us for his mission to redeem, to restore, to renew, to recreate. And that is one of the reasons why it is a beautiful opportunity for us to begin this new season by observing Mission Sunday as well.
Advent はただぼーっと何もしないで待つのではなく、期待して楽しみに準備をしながら待ち望む季節です。贖い、回復させ、新しくするという神様の働きに用いられるために、私たちをもう一度形作ってくださいと神様に祈り求めます。今日のミッションサンデーは、そのアドベントという新しい季節に入るための素晴らしい期待です。
We thought we'd do something a little bit different today than we've done most of our previous Mission Sundays.Hiro and I will share a little about why we do Mission Sundays, followed by hearing from four friends from the Bread of Life Church in Siem Reap as they talk about God's heart for Cambodia and the mission there. And then finally, we'll share a video about the families of BCS impacted by the pandemic who are receiving help with rice for the next 6 months.
今回のミッションサンデーは今までやってきたものとは少し違った形でやっていきたいと思います。まずはじめにジョエルと自分がなぜ私たちがミッションサンデーをするのかということについて話をします。それからカンボジアでの宣教活動で出会ったブレッドオフライフという教会で働く宣教師の方々や現地のクリスチャンの方たちの話を聞きます。最後に ここ数週間の週報にも載せてきた。現在コロナの影響を受けて貧困に苦しみ、支援を必要としている家族についてのビデオを見たいと思います。
The Love and Serve Mission to Cambodia was born in 2008 out of a work that began in the city of Siem Reap in 2007.Mito Church adopted this mission in 2010, and our very first Mission Sunday was in July of that same year.
2007年にカンボジアのシェムリアップという町に数人のグループで訪れたのをきっかけとして、翌年の2008年にラブ&サーブという宣教活動が始まりました。そして2010年、正式にこのミト教会の宣教活動として取り入れられ、最初のミッションサンデーも同じ年の2010年7月でした。
Many of our Mito Church family weren't even a part of the church at that time, so you may not really know how we began three mission Sundays a year and why. And likewise, some of you may have been a part of so many of these mission Sundays that you may not really remember all of the reasons.And might find a breath of fresh excitement and new eyes through which you can see what we do and why we do it.
この活動が始まった約10年前は、まだこの教会の一員になっていなかった方々も多いと思うので、どのようにして、またどのような理由でミッションサンデーが始まったのかを知らない方がおられるかと思います。と同時に、もう何度もミッションサンデーを見てこられた、またはミッションサンデーに出てこられた方も、本当に深い意味でこのミッションサンデーの目的をが実は分かっていないという方もおられるかと思います。今日の報告を通してまた新しい喜びを見つけることができたらと思います。
If someone thinks that Mission Sunday is about especially gathering those who have gone to Cambodia and feel more interested and more passionate about helping in that mission, and that the goal is to raise money to support the school that we began in 2012,That's really only a sliver of the bigger picture.
もしこのミッションサンデーが今までカンボジアに行ったことがある人やこれから行きたいと考えている人たちのためのもので、その目的がただ貧しく困っている方々への献金を集めるためだけのものであると考えている方がおられるとしたら、もちろん献金を集めることは大切であり、その必要は確かにあるのですが、それは全体のうちのほんの一部なのです。
Godly visionary leaders of the Mito Church here have understood the importance that we are not only receivers of the mission, but that we can mature and grow to be senders and givers in the mission of God. Looking and praying for where God was already so obviously at work and developing a long-term relationship, these leaders were led to invest.Not only money, but also love, time, and genuine care in practical ways for those who face injustice, loneliness, poverty, illness, and even more in Cambodia. All of these things, from helping with education, medical needs, and even basic care, like providing rice for families impacted the worst during this pandemic. They're all a part of both sharing and demonstrating the gospel of Jesus.At work in the mission of redemption we hear about in today's passage.
信仰深く、先見の明のある先を見通すことのできる水戸教会のリーダーは、私たちがただただ宣教や伝道の働きの受け手としているだけではなく、逆にそれを与える側にも回り、一人一人が成熟したクリスチャンへと成長していくことのできる教会であることの大切さを理解しています。すでになされている神様の働きと導きを祈り求めていった結果、リーダーたちは献金を捧げるだけでなく、愛を、時間を、そして本物の支援を実践的な形で、捧げるようにと導かれました。捧げる相手は、不正や孤独、貧困や病気、さらにもっとたくさんの困難に直面しているカンボジアの方々です。このコロナ禍で教育や医療を提供したり食べ物を配るなどの支援活動は、今日の聖書箇所にも書かれているようにイエス様の福音を伝え、その福音を行っていくための一つの機会となっています。
Mito Church then decided to hold Mission Sundays 3 times a year during our worship together as a church. The most important reason is to help our whole church learn or remember again that God invites all of us to be active participants in His mission in this world. It's important for our church to know that Mission Sunday is so much bigger than just our mission work in Cambodia. It's about God's mission and His heart for the world, and that His desire is to save the nations and redeem all of creation for His kingdom. So it's as big as this whole world, and yet also as small as the people in our own homes, neighborhoods, and schools or workplaces.
ミト教会はこのミッションサンデーを年に3回礼拝の中で行うことを決めました。その最も大きな理由は、神様はこの教会の皆さん一人一人を招いて神様の働きに加わるようにと導いておられるということを思い出すことができるようにするためです。そして皆さんにぜひ覚えていていただきたいのは、このミッションサンデーは現地カンボジアに行って実際に行う宣教活動よりももっと大切なものであるということです。このミッションサンデーには神様がカンボジアだけでなく世界に対して行っている働きに私たちが気づくこと、また世界全体に対して抱かれている神様の思いを私たちが知ること、そして神の御国のために世界中の国々を救い、すべての被造物を贖い出したいという御心をより深く理解することが一つの大きな目的としてあるのです。世界全体の目線で見るとともに、私たちの家、私たちの隣人、また学校、職場、そういうところから始められる働きなんです。
Secondly, we have Mission Sunday to keep our whole church more actively and intentionally prayerful and helping in practical ways. The biggest way that we are doing this right now is helping both the physically and spiritually poor in Cambodia. As we grow and mature, we dream of being and doing more in more places too. But we also know the importance of a long-term vision, and more importantly, a long-term genuine relationship.
第2に、この教会全体がより熱心、より意識的に絶えず祈るようになり、より実践的な形で神の御心を行っていくことができるようになることを目的としています。そのための一つの大きな方法として、カンボジアの物質的なまた霊的に貧しい方々を助けることをしています。この活動を通して、いつか私たちが成長し成熟するとき、もっといろいろな場所で、もっといろいろな国で、もっといろいろな方々のために神の御心を実践していくことができるようになることを願っていますが、同時に今与えられている場所での長期的、継続的な支援や、今与えられている人々との関係をより深めていくこともとても大事であると思います。
We realize that it may sometimes be challenging for those of you who have never gone to serve or may not even feel as drawn to this specific need.So Mission Sunday is not only for those who are interested in Cambodia or haven't gone before. Not all of us can go. And actually, during this pandemic, none of us can go. But all of us can learn and choose to participate in the mission of God. All of us can love. All of us can pray. And all of us can give.And we need everybody to work together to do that.
まだカンボジアに行ったことがない方や、この活動に興味を持つことができていない方は、これが重荷に聞こえたり、負担に感じてしまうこともあるかと思います。ですが、ミッションサンデーは、カンボジアに行ったことがあったり、興味がある人だけのものではありません。全員がカンボジアに行って奉仕できるというわけではないからです。特に今のコロナ禍では誰一人として現地に行くことはできません。しかし神様の御心を知り、神様がなさっている働きに何らかの形で加わることは誰にでもできます。 たとえ現地に行くことができなくても、祈って、そして捧げて、愛を分かち合うことが、
We gather an offering which has helped and continues to help hundreds of children and youth to get a quality education to break the cycles of poverty and injustice. We support 5 full-time staff and their families with their salaries and medical care. Regardless of whether or not people have actually gone to Cambodia and personally know these people, this church has both lovingly and generously continued to help because of our growing understanding and maturity in the first purpose and goal. So again, we want to say thank you.
カンボジアの数百人の子どもたちが質の良い教育を受けて貧困と不正に縛られ苦しむ負のサイクルから抜け出すことができるようにと願って私たちは献金を集めます。その献金によって私たちが運営している学校で働いている5人のスタッフ、また彼らの家族を養うための給料を支払うことができ、彼らが病気にかかった時のケアやサポートもできています。現地に行ったことがある人、ない人に関わらず、イエス様の弟子として成長していくことを第一の目標として、一人一人が愛を持って寛大な心で支援に携わってくださっていることを心から感謝します。
Each time we aim to raise 25 mon yen 3 times a year. And to give you a little bit of perspective, when we started doing this in 2010, that covered almost 50% of all of our needs for an entire year for this mission. The other 50% was covered by our partner church in Singapore. To contrast, beginning in January 2021, this next year, our monthly budget will be 37.5 mon yen. So our church's 3 Mission Sunday offerings annually will only cover about 16% of those needs. So we prayerfully need to find more help and more ways to help. We humbly ask for your help and for your prayers. And we also seek to make the focus not about money, but instead to help everyone in our church know the stories of people's real lives and their struggles, and to see how they are blessed and encouraged and changed through our intentional and proactive service and giving.
ミッションサンデーは年に3回ありますが、毛回25万円を献金の目標金額としています。この活動が始まった2010年、ミッションサンデー3回分の献金はこの支援活動でかかる1年間の費用の半分をカバーしていました。残りの半分は私たちと共に協力して活動しているシンガポールで集められていました。しかし現在では1ヶ月に37万5千円の運営費用が必要になっています。ミッションサンデー3回分の献金によってカバーできているのは年間で必要な費用のわずか 16% なのです。そのためさらに多くの支援を必要としており、また支援を継続していくための支援も必要としています。ただ私たちはお金の支援にだけ目を向けるのではなく、私たちが進んで積極的に支援に携わっていくことで、カンボジアの人々がどのように祝福を受け、どれほど元気づけられ、そしてどのように変えられているのかを目にしていくことができるようにと祈っています。
There are many other reasons why we do Mission Sunday, but the final thing that we'll share today is that we seek to give glory to God for how God changes us as a church and as people on a journey to knowing and loving the God who creates by knowing what He loves and wants.
私たちがミッションサンデーを行う理由は他にもたくさんありますが、今日皆さんと最後に分かち合いたいことは、この活動を通して私たちを作られた神様の御心を知り、教会の家族として私たちがどのように変えられ、そしてどのように神様の栄光を表していくことができるかを知ることを目指しています。
From March 2007 until now, there have been 33 teams sent from Japan to serve in Cambodia that were made up of 158 different people. 49 of those people current or former members of the Mito Church family, and another 55 Christians from other churches. Also, more than one-third of those people have gone multiple times to Cambodia to serve.
2007年から現在に至るまで、合計33回、日本から宣教チームがカンボジアに送られました。ミト教会からは、今、現在のメンバー、過去のメンバー含めて49名、日本の他の教会の方々は、全部で55名のクリスチャンの方が参加しました。そしてそのうちの何人かは、一度だけじゃなく、何度も参加して現地を訪れています。全部を合わせると158人を送り出してきたことになります。
God has worked through this mission in changing lives here in Japan as well as in Cambodia. Of the 158 people who have gone, 23 have become disciples of Jesus after going and serving in Cambodia. And 15 of those people are or were a part of this Mito Church family. So trying to imagine our church family today without any of those people that we love that are in our lives. God is good because as we have faithfully given to Him, He also keeps giving back to us as well. Again, we pause to give thanks to God and to encourage our church to see how even if we don't go, our own lives are very intimately impacted by this mission and our participation in it. And we keep seeking to give glory and recognition to our God.
神様はこの活動を通して私たちの間でも力強く働いてくださり、カンボジアの人々の助けになるだけでなく、ここ日本においてもたくさんの救いが起こっています。活動に参加された158名のうち23名がイエス様の弟子として生きていくように導かれ、そのうちの15名が今現在の水戸教会の家族となっています。この15名がいなかったら、それでも水戸教会は水戸教会ですが、全く違った教会になっていたことと思います。神様は本当に素晴らしいお方です。私たちが喜んで仕え捧げるとき、神様は同じように私たちにたくさんの祝福を与え続けてくださいます。なので、たとえ現地に行けなくても、このカンボジアのための奉仕を通して私たちの人生にどのような素晴らしい祝福が与えられているのかを思い出すために、もう一度心静まって神様に感謝の気持ちを捧げたいと思います。そして神様の栄光を表していくことができるように祈っていきたいと思います。
Before we say a prayer and gather our offering though,We thought the church would be interested to hear not only about our personal involvement as a church in Cambodia, but to learn a little bit more about the mission in Cambodia from Cambodian Christians and from missionaries who live and work there year-round. Four of our friends will help answer a question that might be helpful and interesting to us as we grow in our understanding. And then we'll share about the families that individuals in the Mito and Bido churches have helped.With rice during this pandemic.
祈って皆様からの献金を募る前に、カンボジアでの働きを通して出会った現地に住む宣教師の方々と、カンボジア人のクリスチャンの方たちからのメッセージをまとめたビデオを見たいと思います。このビデオを通して現地での宣教の働きがどのようなものであるかがより明確にわかると思います。4人の方がいくつかの質問に答えてくれていますので、ぜひ見てみましょう。その後にこのコロナの影響で仕事がなくなり、現在お米の支援を早急に必要としているいくつかのご家族についてのビデオをどう
ぞ。Hello, greetings from Cambodia, from the Bread of Life Church in Siem Reap.
So, my name is Hen Choi. I'm 27 years old. And now I'm working with Bread of Life.Here to share with you that why Cambodia needs Jesus. Because we are living in the darkness of fear, and we are worshipping all kinds of evil spirit and all kinds of idols. So, therefore, we need Jesus to shine His light into our darkness. Only Christ's love can overcome the fear.
Hajime Mashite. Govindes. My name is Govind. I'm from Singapore. Myself and my wife, we've been serving in Cambodia for 13 years. This is the greatest challenge in mission in Cambodia. Let me share three things. Firstly, they see Christ and Christianity as a foreign god and a foreign religion. Secondly, the force teaching that when you believe in Christ, that you must abandon your family, your parents. And thirdly, the fear of being rejected by their friends that stopped many of them from following Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
My husband and me have been in Cambodia since 2009. We have been blessed to be able to help the young people in Siem Reap.
We share from Matthew chapter 28:18-20. Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you always to the end of the age. So all these years, we have been discipling our young people. We have been teaching them, modeling, training, encouraging, correcting, doing life with them. Discipleship is intentional. It takes time and commitment. It's a long-term process. That's why mission is a long-term commitment.
Greetings from Cambodia. My name is Bo, and it is my pleasure to talk to you. We are very much appreciate if you could keep our country in your prayer. First is to pray for our leaders and the country itself. Secondly, is to pray for the church leader and pastor that they will grow faithful to God. Thirdly, is to pray for the Bread of Life Church that they will grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And last but not least, is to pray for God's people that they will be the light and salt during this COVID-19 pandemic. So that's all for the prayers. Thank you so much.
We hope our sharing has encouraged all of you to reach out to Cambodian.
Okun Som Preom Protien Po.
God bless all of you. Amen.
On October 20th, 2020, BCS staff went to visit some of the students' families at several villages in Siem Reap, Cambodia, to see how we can help them during this difficult time. There were flooding houses, lack of food supplies, and jobless families. Yari Tut Cambodia School provides education in the English language to Khmer students in Siem Reap. While our main task is to encourage language efficiency, we are also interested in the students and their family units. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought many challenges to the people. This is especially in Siem Reap, which has an economy based on tourism.
Heng Willy is a student in level 1A at BCS. There are 9 members in her family. 2 grandparents, mother, father, auntie, and 5 siblings. Before COVID-19, her father worked at a phone shop repairing phones, but he lost his job and he is currently a construction worker. Her mother and her auntie both work at the souvenir shop, but now they both are jobless and stay home. Both the grandparents spend their day at the pagoda. Her uncle is a disabled person, so he depends on her family for daily food. Leia is a student in level 1B at BCS. There are 8 people in the family, 6 children and 2 parents. Her father was a foreman at the hotel, and her mother is a housewife. All of the six children are at school. As pandemic spread over the country, hotels are closed, so father has lost his job since August. He currently works as construction worker at Gulen Mountain. One of her oldest sister helps her auntie to sell in front of the elephant hair just to support herself. Gun Tsuchita is a student in level 1A at BCS. There are five people in her family, three children, one adopted daughter. Her father is a motor driver. Her mother worked as a chef assistant before the pandemic at Malis Uncle Restaurant. Her first son works at Point Pat as a sculptor and he earns only $150 per month. Her father doesn't earn much. It depends on the weather as well. He can earn between $3 to $5 per day. Ka is a student in level 1B at BCS. There are six people in the family, four children, and they all are in school. Before the pandemic, both of the parents work at home. The father works as assistant of the laundry manager, and the mother works as gardener. They are currently jobless and only stay at home. Now they feed on some frogs and catfish at home to sell and support the living. Hong Ching Ching is a student in level 1B at BCS. There are five people in the family, three children and two parents. Before COVID-19, the father was a motorbike driver and now he has a tuk-tuk. He can earn between $10 to $13 per day. The mother sells some pancakes in front of the village, so she has to get up around 12:30 or 1 a.m. midnight to make all of those pancakes to sell. Wan Tae-on is a student in level 2A at BCS. There are five people in the family, three children and the parents. All of the children are in school. The father was a foreman. He lost his job and just has to go back to work as a construction worker. The mother sells vegetables so that she can find her surrounding and grow beside her house. Sri Nat is a student in level 2B at BCS. There are seven people in the family, five children, four are in school, and one is an infant. Both of the parents work at Apsara Authorities. The mother works with cleaning and clearing the grass. The father works in fixing the damaged temples. Pa Srey Tuch is a student in level 1B at BCS. There are nine people in the family. Four of the children are married and three are still in school. They sometimes live and eat together. They also sell their own fruit in front of the house, such as guava, passion, and banana. The father is a construction worker. The mother goes into the forest to find written stamps to sell. Jiang Tae-won is a student in level 1B at BCS. There are seven people in the family, three own children and two adopted daughters. Both of the parents work for Apsara Authority. The mother works in making the natural fertilizer project. The father looks around and takes photos and reports. Dun Viria is a student in level 1A at BCS. There are seven people in the family, four children are in school. One is an infant. Lydia is the oldest. Father is a tuk-tuk driver. He doesn't earn much since there is no tourist, and his mother is a sculptor. He sometimes helps to work to earn because they expense lots in the household. They don't grow rice. They buy rice and everything. They have a difficult time even for this COVID-19. Zhe Changtun and Makaran, student at BCS. There are six people in the family, three children and a grandma. The mother worked at AC Herb Massage for the pandemic and she lost her job in March. The father worked in the airport as a construction worker and now the projects of the construction are over. He currently has no job too. Grandma is sick in bed and cannot go anywhere, and the mother's health is not stable. She has to take medicine daily.
Before we sing the next song, please bring your offering and place it into this Cambodian basket.
次の賛美歌を歌っている間にこのカンボジアのための特別献金をこのバスケットの中にお捧げください。
If you're joining us from online, please contact Hiro or Takumi or me if you would like to give a mission offering, and also if you'd like to help with rice for families and or scholarships for staff and students further education.
おうちでオンライン礼拝を捧げられている方の中でこのカンボジアのための特別献金をお捧げしたいという方、またはいくつかの家族のためのお米の支援をされたいという方、または BCS のスタッフや生徒たちのための奨学金の支援をしたいという方、おられましたら、ジョエルさん、タクミさん、または自分までご連絡ください。
But before that, let's pray.
ではその前にお祈りしましょう。
Redeeming God, as we wait and prepare for Christ's return,We actively seek ways to join you in your work of bringing your kingdom into this world.
贖い主なる神様、あなたは御国をこの地にもたらすための働きを今もなされています。キリストが再びこの地に戻って来られる日を私たちが待ち望み、その日のために備えるとき、私たちもあなたのなさっている御国の働きに積極的に加わっていきます。
Thank you for your heart for justice and your love for the poor and the unseen.
貧しい者たち、誰にも相手にされないような者たちへのあなたの正義に、あなたの愛に感謝します。
Help us to see what you see, love whom you love, and join you in what you do.
あなたが見ているものを見ることができるように、あなたの愛しているものを愛することができるように、そしてあなたのなさっている働きに喜んで加わっていくことができるように私たちを助けてください。
Thank you for the ways you are changing the lives of friends in Cambodia and also for the ways you are changing our lives here in Japan.
カンボジアに暮らす方々と私たちにつながりを持たせてくださり、そして彼らの人生にあなたが働きかけてくださっていることに感謝します。また日本にいる私たちにも働きかけ変えてくださっていることにも感謝します。
Bless the mission offering we are giving in your name.
あなたの聖なる皆のための働きに捧げるこの献金をどうぞ大いに祝福してください。
アーメン。